Poetry on the Radio. Today, Gemma Nethercote Way.
Home. Back at my mother's place, I know they will come. The dormant days, coiled in the weatherboard like diamond-back snakes. They stir in the hothouse of the summer afternoon, in the glutted air, in the shadow green of shade, in the split peach on the desk, in the tide of sun on sheets. All I have learnt is to lay with them, with the ribbon and rope of their weight, with the hush and nectar venom of them. I suppose I've always been drawn to memory, the way memories live in us, and the way they sometimes seem to live as much in us as in places that are deeply familiar to us. I'm thinking more of those memories we might call unconscious, the kind we aren't aware of until they rise unbidden, called into being by a scent or a taste or a song, by a slant of light, or even a shift in the weather. To me, these sort of memories seem less about recalling a distinct event or happening, and more about delivering us suddenly and without warning into precisely the way we felt at a particular moment or time in our past. I think I often find the experience of memories like these to be both astonishing and disquieting, somehow almost like time travel or like a kind of enchantment. Home. Back at my mother's place, I know they will come. The dormant days, coiled in the weatherboard like diamond-back snakes. They stir in the hothouse of a summer afternoon, in the glutted air, in the shadow green of shade, in the split peach on the desk, in the tide of sun on sheets. All I have learnt is to lay with them, with the ribbon and rope of their weight, with the hush and nectar venom of them.
Today we heard Gemma Nethercote Way on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Art Sound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.